Here we are back for more of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. There were a couple of notes written on this cassette of the Dumb Birthday Game from May 15, 1993. Funny and strange. It does get off to an ominous start. Norm, as he was with most shows, was at his best with comebacks and great wit. First-time players, Connie from Uptown Salisbury, not the beach, or, well, she pronounces it a certain way. And she loves Mickey, whomever that is. Richard and Lynn, he sounds like he's far away. And wonders if he wins, will he get a pen? Wrong show, Richard, but that invokes more silliness. Jim from Milton, and Rosemary and Everett. I'm producing and join Norm in the studio. We have Jack Hart and his orchestra in traffic. Birthdays celebrated were Joseph Cotton, Trini Lopez, George Brett, and there are suggestions on the use of pine tar, Lee Horsley, Eddie Arnold, the Tennessee Plowboy, Lainey Kazan, and Anna Maria Alberghetti. Norm loses interest in everything, including life, during the game. We learn that this date was the anniversary of the discovery of Cape Cod. We thought it was a joke, but it really was. You'll hear about it. And then the hilarity begins and ends, and then begins again. Jack and I lose it. Jim believes the reason he can't hear us is because he's got a bum phone. Well, if he had a regular phone that he held to his ear, we wouldn't have any problems. For some reason, I muttered to Jack to turn on Channel 4. I think it was probably some late-night infomercial that was on. Norm announces an engagement to one of our birthday celebrities. Connie makes an anatomical statement about Lainey Kazan, and you can only imagine what happens next. Jim uses the facilities and ends up getting flushed from the show. And Arthur Godfrey arrives on the scene. Post-Dumb Birthday Game, we have a caller, Raj, from MIT. He really wants Norm to cut the show short so he can get to Countryside with Warren Shepherd. Wink, wink. He and Raj lament how the standards of broadcasting, radio and TV, were lowering. Now, we never had to worry about that, as our standards were already low. He also makes a suggestion that we should consider having guest hosts on the Dumb Birthday Game. That prompts a discussion about Bob Hope. Norm's wife, Norma, met him a couple of times. He enjoyed eating at Felicia's in the North End and was an unassuming and classy guy. Commercials, you ask? Why, we will learn the difference between a good day and a bad day for Todd Adams from Haverhill, Massachusetts. And I'm going to tell you, it's triple action Gold Bond medicated powder. Dave Maynard is heading to the national parks with Caitlin Travel. And Anthony Silva with a Focus on the Future business event promo. Let's get this party started.
Okay, that's what we're going to be doing, and we have an interesting panel, as we always do. We do have the most interesting panels you'll find anywhere, and let me introduce some of them to you. We have Connie, who's up in Salisbury, Massachusetts. Hello, Connie.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Are you a year-round resident of Salisbury?
Yes.
Okay. You used to go up to the beach there a lot when
no,
I was a kid.
No, I don't want to go to the beach.
The beach?
Beach.
I see. You're doing kind of an accent thing, and it's kind of skirting on difficult language. You sound so darn adorable. Okay. Anyway, playing along.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Playing along with you, Richard, who is in Lynn. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Good morning.
Okay, is this your first crack, both you and Connie and Richard?
For me, it is.
Where's Richard from?
Richard is from Lynn. Does he sound interesting to you, Connie?
No.
Well, that's
cool. I know some Richards from Beverly.
I see. Is this the first time you played the game, Connie?
Yes.
Okay. Jim is with us, too, from Milton. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hey.
Hi.
Is this Tony?
No, this is Norm. We're on the air right now.
Norm?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a set of earphones on. I got to take them off. All right, fine.
What? Now, why do you have earphones on?
Well, I was trying to catch both ends.
No. You're trying to catch both ends?
Yeah, from Milton, Norm.
Okay.
First time
no, for you,
don't
okay.
Don't let him do that.
Okay.
I listen to you all the time.
Okay, Rosemary and Everett. How you doing, Rosemary?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Nice to have you all with us. And, of course, we have Tony Nesbitt.
Yes.
Our producer is playing the game with us. Hello, Tony.
Yes.
Hi, Tony.
Hello.
And we have a Jack Hart, of course, WBZ's ace traffic person.
Howdy.
Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Well,
please be seated.
Okay, well, you all be seated. The professor who will be conducting the class will be in about 10 minutes.
And no chewing gum, that's please, right, unless you have enough to share with all of us.
That's right. And write neatly, because when you're having your exams, you want to have a written record of all we're saying,
mm-hmm.
which is terribly important. Anyway, what we do is, for those people who've never heard of the dumb birthday game, and I just can't imagine anybody in that position, but we mention the names of people who were born on this day, and you just tell me how old they are, and from that, we take off and do really hilarious, funny material, and it's just so darn swell. Joseph Cotten, for example, was born on this very day. Joseph Cotten, the actor.
Oh.
Let me see what I can tell you about him that may give you a clue. He was in Citizen Kane, Duel in the Sun, Niagara. He's been at tons of things.
I understand he's soft and well-combed.
Oh,
that's a cotton-picking good one.
Oh. That's good, yes. There must be some boll weevil line you can work into that, too. But I'll be darned if I can think what that is.
79.
Yeah, okay, you take the first guess, Connie, would you? How old do you think Joseph Cotten
79.
Is? 79. Okay, Richard, what do you say?
74.
Okay, and Jim?
I'll say 78.
You'll say 78, and how old will you say, Rosemary?
82.
Okay, Tony?
81.
Tony says 81, and Jack Hart says?
80.
80, okay, he's 88.
Ooh.
88 years old. He's an old guy. He's an old guy by anybody's standards.
Yeah.
Okay, and that means that the closest was Rosemary, who said 82.
Yes.
Yes, she
wow.
did. Yeah, she was the close. Trini Lopez. Remember Trini Lopez?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Trini Lopez, born in Trinidad. No, he was born Trinidad Lopez, the third. Trinidad Lopez III. Well, that's a big name to carry around.
There were three people with that name on this planet. That's amazing.
There may have been more. There may have been
well,
Trinidad
time,
Lopez
anyway.
IV. He was born in Dallas, Texas. His biggest hit, If I Had a Hammer, in 1963. Frank Sinatra saw him appearing at BJ's nightclub in Los Angeles and signed him to his label to start his career. His label, I think at the time, was Reprise, as I remember. I'm not sure. Anyway. What do you say, Jack? How old do you think Trini Lopez?
He the one who also did Lemon Tree.
Lemon Tree, I believe that is correct, yes.
Let's see. 56.
56. Okay, what do you think, Tony?
You know, my mother, get this for a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah.
Got some cards. Collector's cards. American Bandstand now has, like, baseball cards.
No kidding.
Sure enough, inside the package was Trini Lopez.
Trini Lopez.
I should have looked at the vital statistics on the back.
You never know when they'll come in handy.
And I did not. And I did not. So I'm going to have to go along with 54.
54. Okay. And the winner of our first round was Rosemary. What do you think about this one, Rosemary?
I'll say 55.
55. Never mind. Okay.
Right in the middle.
Okay. Jim, what do you say?
Trini Lopez?
Yeah.
I got to go with 60.
Got to go with that, huh? Okay.
Don't put his gun to his head.
That's right, yeah.
Well, he's a little bit younger than I am.
Say 60.
Yeah.
If you know what's good for you.
Yeah. You'll be 60 or you'll be dead.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
I was dead before.
You're older than 60, then. Is that right, Jimmy? Do I understand?
No, actually, I said that the wrong way.
You said he's younger than you, but he's older than you, you think.
No, I know, but I think he's older than I am.
Okay, so you're younger than 60.
I'm 57. I think he's 60.
Okay.
57. Is that younger than 60? Yeah, it is, isn't it?
In some sense, on some scales.
Yeah.
Well, God, you should know that.
I wasn't sure. I had to think about it.
You've been here a few times, right?
Hey. Hey, Jim, come on. Give me a break. Give me a break, will you, Jim? Okay. Richard, what do you think? How old is that Trini Lopez?
I'll go with 62.
62, okay. And he can now collect Social Security at the partial rate. He can't collect the whole thing, a percentage of it. And Connie, what do you say?
61,
says the lovely Connie from
Salisbury. Not that far off.
Beautiful uptown Salisbury.
Oh, I've been in uptown Salisbury. Wait.
Uptown is beautiful. Downtown's boring.
Well, what is the difference? Where's downtown?
What
the beach? Is the beach downtown?
I can't say the word.
No.
I said it to Tony, but
No. What is... You don't like the beach, but
no.
You're talking about the other part. You're talking about the part that's on Route 1?
I'm talking about beautiful Uptown Salisbury.
Now, where is beautiful Uptown Salisbury?
Uptown, which town, Norm?
Radnor Square.
Up which square?
Salisbury Square.
Okay, right off Route 1.
Yes.
That's what I just said.
That's what
that area.
Is.
Okay.
You know, my grandfather was one of the earlier settlers of Salisbury. He had a stake in Salisbury.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Something's kind of subtle about Jack.
Sounds like Tony.
Where he was an old salt, wasn't he?
He was an old salt. Yeah.
Old salt. Yes.
Give me a break.
He had a Salisbury stake.
Yeah.
Okay. The actual age of Trini Lopez is 56 years old, and that's exactly what Jack Hart said.
Hey.
Yeah, 56.
Oh, my God, I lost again.
Yeah, Jim, if you'd guess your own age, you would have been closer.
I know it.
Okay, how about George Brett? George Brett from Glendale, West Virginia.
Just hit his 300th home run,
yeah,
didn't he?
The Kansas City Royals third baseman led the American League in batting in 1976 and 1980. He was most valuable player in 1980. In 1992, he became the 18th player to get 3,000 hits, as you just said.
No, I said he just hit his 300th home run.
Oh, it's 300th home run. You didn't say that.
2 days ago.
Okay. So he's getting into the record books all over the place. Okay, George Brett. We'll start with Jim and Milton. What do you think,
39.
Jim?
39.
You're just saying that, aren't you? He's saying 39. He said 39. Okay, that's your guess. That's very good. No, 39 is it's a good guess. Yeah. Okay, I'm losing interest in that whole thing more by the minute. And Jim doesn't even know what I'm talking
about.
The
program or just the imitation?
Well, the program, the imitation.
I'm talking about George Brett.
Me and George Brett. I'm losing interest in him. I'm losing interest in you too, Jim. I'm losing interest in WBZ. I don't know, in life itself.
Well, now you're even because they've lost interest in you a long time ago.
They don't even know I work here. Once they find out, I'm in bad trouble. Okay.
Who does the weekend overnights anyway? We off the air doing maintenance at that time.
That's right. Yeah. No wonder the transmitter sounds so swell Monday mornings.
I'm having trouble hearing you, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, be honest with us. That's we insist
on. Well, I'm on a mobile phone here.
We insist upon honesty,
Jim,
Richard.
Jack,
Jim,
lie to me, Jim. Don't be honest.
Rosemary, how old do you think?
He looks about 43.
About 43?
Mm-hmm.
He looks about 43.
Yeah.
Okay. And Connie, what do you say?
50. From
50. That's the guess from 50-year-old ball player. That's the guess from beautiful Uptown Salisbury, Massachusetts. Okay. And Tony, what do you think?
I have to say 40. He's 41.
41.
But his bat.
His bat is older than that.
Yeah.
That's right.
It
the
is.
The tape alone is bad. And his glove.
Come on, tell us the truth now.
Wait a minute, I didn't know.
Jim, we tell the truth. We don't know any other way to live.
That's right.
The truth.
Have you ever had the pleasure of rubbing pine tar on your bat? I was just curious.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do it all the time. Especially as I get older, I need more pine tar. Anyway, Richard, what do you think?
I'm dying to hear this.
I was watching the Sox last night. Winfield was playing.
Yeah.
And I think he's 46.
46?
Winfield. So I'm going to say 42.
42. Okay. That's kind of interesting, the mechanisms and the thoughts.
Yeah, we should get going to guess. Ballot.
You wanted to guess by secret ballot?
We'll all raise our hands.
That makes even less sense than most of Jack Hart's jokes. Jack, what do you think? How old is George Brett?
43.
As long as 5 members of this town meeting ask for an Australian ballot, we will have a secret ballot.
Yeah.
Meantime, you're all out of order, and will the constable please remove Connie to Salisbury?
Please say he's 36.
Who said 36?
No, it's Jim. I just said.
Oh, you
I said 39 originally, but he's probably 36.
Well, actually, he's 40. And you were the closest.
Well, I was 39.
You and Tony Nesbitt are the closest.
So I got one, right?
Jim said, yeah, you got one, and Tony, because Tony said 41.
Fantastic.
So you both have won that one. That means we have one.
So what's the score now?
I was just about to tell you that, Jim. It's funny you should mention that.
It's nice when people ask.
Glad I brought it up, huh?
Yeah. Jim, Rosemary,
well, it's
Tony.
My first time.
Shut up. Jim, Rosemary, Tony and Jack all have one apiece. Hmm. And Jim has lost because he's old. He's 57 years of age.
We're going to run this off a Suffolk or what?
Pardon me?
We're going to run this off a Suffolk Downs or what?
I don't even know what that means, Jim. You're going to have to...
all line up and run together?
I see.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see.
Uh-huh. But maybe for town council, that would
be... something. I don't know what it means. Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Listen to me. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Lee Horst.
Go to the next one.
Lee Horst, you are now going to date Connie, and I hope the both of you are very happy together.
Oh, give me a break.
Jeez, I could use somebody new.
Listen, Jim is from Milton, which is a class town. You're only from Salisbury with a beach.
I know. I just come back.
No,
okay.
It's not the beach.
Okay, don't say it
no,
again.
No, it's uptown.
Yeah.
Lee, get that right, Norm.
Okay, Lee Horsley.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lee Horsley is very cute, and he thinks you're cute, too.
And boy, can he rub pine tar on his back.
Yeah. He was born in Mule Shoe, Texas.
No, I don't believe it.
No, that's what it says here, Mule Shoe, Texas.
Yes, he was. Listen.
Star of Matt Houston TV
crime
show.
That's right, next to Cow Bracelet.
The show was on from 1982 to 1985. That's Matt Houston TV. And the CBS series Bodies of Evidence in 1992. He's made movies, has he not, Lee
yes,
Horsley?
He has.
Okay.
TV movies. I don't know about
them. Not movies, just the TV movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. We'll start with Tony. What do you think? How old is Lee Horsley?
He's 41 today.
He's 41 today. Okay. Today being a Saturday, May 15th. Thank you. The day that the Cape Cod was discovered by the English navigator Bartholomew Cod. Actually, his name was Bartholomew Gosnold, and they do list Cape Cod as being discovered today. Imagine that. Look at that. Look at that. I just found a piece of land. I didn't even know there was, I didn't know there was land here.
And they started driving up the route, and they said, look at this. It leads right into Plymouth, and these people have already been here for a few years.
And they got 7 miles of motels right outside of, we'll call it Hyannis.
Yeah.
Sure, one of the discoverers coined the phrase, would you look at the traffic?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What traffic? I just come up from the Cape. It's unreal.
What, the Cape or the traffic?
The traffic from the Cape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's better than having real traffic. You must have flew home then.
That's right. Unreal traffic is a lot better. I never thought about that.
Like a mirage.
Yeah, you could drive right through that.
Sure.
Yeah, unreal
Two and
stuff.
A half hours
yeah.
to get up.
2.5 hours and unreal traffic. Imagine if it were real traffic.
Four to eight, maybe.
4 to 8 hours at least.
Sure.
At a minimum.
Yeah.
Richard, what do you think? How old do you think whatever it is we're talking about? Lee Horsley.
Lee Horsley.
Lee Horsley, yes. Lee Horsley.
Well, first of all, let me ask you something. If I don't get any points, do I get a pen?
No, you don't, because that's Bob Rowley. He has a pen.
We have pencils.
Yeah. I could give you a pen, but it wouldn't be.
What's this guy called from Alaska? What did he say, this last guy?
I'll send you 20 cents and you can buy a Bob Rowley pen.
Okay.
The deluxe model.
I'll send you 20 cents.
Yeah, okay. Send me 20 cents, I'll send you the pen.
It's one guy. I can't hear him.
Okay, wait a minute. Richard. Richard's guessing the age of the age.
You can't
of
hear him, Jim, because you keep.
What
talking.
Did Richard say?
Yeah, if you would hold it back, Jim, we might actually get to hear what he's got to say. Richard, how old do you think Lee Horsley is?
44.
Oh, 44. Okay.
I've got a quarter, Norm. Do you have change?
For you, I can get it for you for 15 cents.
Okay.
Yeah. Engraved. Jim, go ahead. Well, how old do you think Lee Horsley is?
I wonder where those guys start slopping.
Just tell us how old you
Lee Horsley.
Yeah, how old do you think?
33 years old.
33 years old. Okay. Oh. Jack, how old do you think Lee Horsley is?
Horsley, I'm saying it hoarsely.
I love you so much, it's killing me.
37.
37. Okay. Okay, Rosemary, what do you think?
Well, I don't even know who he is. I'll just say 48.
Okay. And the lovely Connie, the beautiful, shapely Connie, what do you think?
Four.
4-4. Okay, you're guessing the same as Richard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That is so nice when my kids get along that well. Yes. I just love it.
I wish my kids would get along that well.
Yeah, I wish they would, too. Yeah, I wish you got along with us that well.
Seven of them.
Seven of them. That's really nice to know. Okay, Lee Horsley is 38 years old, which means that John...
How old?
You really don't hear too well.
I can't
hear
you. I know. I got a bum phone. I'm on a portable phone.
Because you're the loudest of anybody
on the
entire line.
Well, that's why he's got a bum phone. If he had a regular phone, he'd always be holding it up to his head.
Yeah. Your phone is unreal, Jim.
All right. You want to hold on? Oh, really? I'll go get a regular phone.
Get a regular phone. Okay.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, please do that.
No, I got to run like hell.
Yeah. Okay. Jack Hart said.
I got a four-room house.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, Jim.
Hello.
Jack said 37. Jack said 37, and we just clipped him down for just a little bit. Jack said 37.
If
and,
you say that again, no, that's great.
I don't even know what I'm talking about now. I've reached over the edge of a cliff. Lee Horsley's 38. Anyway, Jack is now leading with two correct answers. Ooh. Tony, Rosemary, Ooh. Richard. No, Richard doesn't have anything. Jim does. Oh, jeez. Okay. Just before we tune him back up again, before we hear, is Eddie Arnold still alive? Did he die this past year? Because today's his birthday.
What did he do?
No, today's his birthday, you see.
I'm trying to remember what he did, though.
Green Acres.
No, he was...
He's still alive.
No, that's Eddie Albert.
He's still alive, too.
Eddie Arnold is known as the Tennessee Plowboy, country and western. He was elected...
Can I ask a question?
Oh, Jesus, I turned
Tennessee
off
Plowboy. Is that the guy who used to poke on the stomach and he'd go, hee?
Can I ask a question?
Oh, no, it's the Pillsbury Doughboy. I'm sorry.
This guy you'd poke on the side of the plow.
No, you can't ask a question, Jim. Just be quiet while I tell you about Eddie Arnold.
I'm mute.
He was born... Oh, God, that would be wonderful. He was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1966. He recorded over 145 country records that made the charts. Biggest hit was Make the World Go Away in 1965. That has to be one of the most monotonous, boring songs in the world. Make the world go away. And he does about 900 choruses of that song just like that.
Make the world say goodbye. Make the world go...
Anyway, that's that.
The whole song is a chorus? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it's pretty much like that all the way through.
Continually makes the world go high.
In addition to... Make Eddie Arnold go away. Anyway, in addition to making records, Eddie helped develop the luxury Nashville suburb of Brentwood.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, he did. He's a real estate man. Eddie Arnold, the Tennessee Plowboy.
You know, now that with that nickname, I think, I can... Trying to remember reading the obituary that the Tennessee Plowboy had.
Well, let's pretend he's alive, and if he were, how old would he be today?
He attended his last field. I believe it matched.
Was killed under, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. He's harrowing that little stretch of land on the other side of the rainbow.
And it was a harrowing experience.
Oh, jeez. Rosemary, what do you think? How old do you think the Tennessee Plowboy would be today?
Pretending he is still with
57.
Us.
57? 57. Why, I tell you, the plow is older than that. And the mule pulling it is even older than that. Don't pay attention to me. I'm just making bad jokes. I went to the... Well, never mind that, too. Okay, Richard, what do you say?
Is this for the pen?
No, if you win the whole thing, we have tasteless prizes that are really even worse than that.
So, yeah, the pen would be in there. Right?
Yeah, the pen would be a really a luxury item. We have tasteless, tacky items that we give away to the winner.
Okay.
But then again, there's no danger yet for you because you haven't won one yet.
I know. I'm starting to feel, I'm feeling it. I'm going to say 71.
71, okay. And Connie, what do you say?
72.
72. Okay, Jack?
63.
Tony?
73.
73. And Jim?
I'm sorry. I missed the question.
Get better phone.
I was running around trying every phone in the house, but I'm back in the portable. I can hear you better on the portable.
Oh, you can hear us better. Okay, we're guessing.
What was the question?
What we're guessing is the Magna Carta and the significance of paragraph 2 in the freedom of the world.
That was section 90 in the Mass State laws on the highway.
Okay, I'll put you down for that.
Eddie
Arnold. How old do you think Eddie Arnold at Tennessee Eddie Arnold. Was? Eddie Arnold. I think I said
Eddie
that.
Arnold.
Eddie Arnold. Yes. God, I hope he's alive. 59.
Right.
Okay. Eddie Arnold is 75 years old today. Wow. 75.
We hope.
Yeah. If not,
he would be
75 today anyway.
He would be 75.
And so Tony, who said 73, is the closest.
Oh, thinking of Boxcar Willie.
Yeah, they look a lot alike. Yeah, they're both alive. And there's a similarity there in that sense.
We got to get a nickname like that for you, Norm.
Yeah. Oh, shut up, Jim. Will you just be quiet? Tony and Jack both lead with 2 apiece. Ooh. Somebody would think that because you work here that you have an edge, but that's not true. And 1 apiece is Jim and Rosemary both have 1 apiece, which is very good for both you guys. Lainey Kazan was born on this date also. Lainey Kazan, working at the famous Mr. Kelly's nightclub in Chicago.
If you say that 3 times, I'm sorry, Norm. You turn into a superhero.
Lainey Kazan?
It's a Paul. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Careful.
I see. She appeared in Moonstruck with Cher and Beaches. She's also...
Jack?
She was also in...
Turn on Channel 4.
It's a Wonderful Year. Now, what was that one? Based upon the Sid Caesar show, your show of shows. They had a movie, My Favorite Year. That was it, My Favorite Year. She was the mother, and she was great in that. And she's a lovely lady, Lainey Kazan. And incidentally, I want to use this occasion to mention the fact that we are now engaged, Lainey Kazan and me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm good.
She has very big bazoomas, wow. Yes. She's
you watch your channel? Speaking of that.
Yeah, she has. She's rather well endowed. But then again, Connie, you have big bazoomas too, I'm told.
No, I don't.
As a matter of fact, down at the beach,
all right.
They guess your bus size. Guess Connie's bus size and win a doll, a stuffed doll.
That's right.
Bed. Yeah. Which also has big bazooms. Anyway, Connie, how old do you think before we get really, really tasteless?
Is that legal on radio?
Big bazooms?
Well, we'll find out.
On Monday.
When the next memos are out.
Mickey, he'll tell you everything.
Yeah, Connie, what do you think? How old is Lainey Kazan?
47.
47?
Hey,
those are bazoom size.
Bazoom size. You want a life, right? You want a life jacket or something.
Is that one or both?
That's good. Ah. That's a good question.
Let me see if I remember now. I think it's the left one. Anyway. This is really awful. There's no class.
Is that from the... Never mind.
Your show is going to hell.
It's really awful. Next thing you know...
Uh-oh, someone's confronting her.
Oh, yes. Hey, what are you doing on the phone at this time of the morning?
Someone's coming there to check.
Exactly. I have to get caught all the time.
Who is that? Is that your husband?
Yeah.
He must have heard something about the big bazooms.
He doesn't want you talking about the big bazooms.
Is he listening on the radio?
I don't believe
If he doesn't know who you're talking to, tell him you're talking to one of your lovers.
Well, I told him
that'll get him going.
Okay.
Richard.
Say Mickey.
Okay, Richard.
Mickey.
Oh, yeah, Mickey. We get. That's your husband?
No, that's you. She said she was talking to Mickey.
Oh, Mickey, I see. Yes, hi. Lainey Kazan, how old do you think she is, Richard?
You guys.
She says ain't won nothing yet.
Yeah, so if he gets it right on the button or something like that, you'll be in the winner's column.
No kissing on button.
I'm going to go.
Shut up, Tony.
Hold on, guys. I'm trying. It's hard to hear Richard.
Get a hold of yourself.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Richard?
62.
62 for Lainey Kazan. Okay. And Jim, what do you think?
44s.
44s. We get it. That's nice subtle humor. Rosemary, what do you say?
I say 60.
How old does it come?
I'm sorry. What is that, Rosemary?
60.
60.
God bless you.
Okay. Tony?
I don't know, 57.
57. Hey, Jack?
That was the right one, by the way.
64.
I think we've done enough with this.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I was, but I'm not going to.
It could have been a nice pun.
Okay, Lainey Kazan. No, it wouldn't have been. It would have been a typical Jack Hart joke that you get coming halfway down the block. You know it's coming.
Do you know what it is, Jack?
No, never mind. Come on. Lainey Kazan is 53.
Ooh.
And that means that Tony, I believe, is the closest with 57.
No,
Hold on just one moment. You're 4 years off.
Someone said 47. They're 40.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no, that's 6 years off.
No, I believe you are the closest.
No kidding. Wow.
Yep, 57. Nobody closer. No, sir. Uh-huh.
Do I get the doll then,
so you win something or other. You got three correct answers. And the three closest, and Jack Hart has two. Just one left, and that's Anna Maria Alberghetti. That used to be that bad. You're going to do the bad joke, Anna Maria Alberghetti, in a taxi, honey. You're going to do that, Jack?
No, I thought about it, but
okay, well, I'm glad you held back.
Yes.
She started,
I'd like to hear this, because I'm not sure about that one.
She starred in the films as a teenager, appeared on the Arthur Godfrey Show, once I remember Anna Maria. Anna Maria Alberghetti, I remember her appearing on the show singing some wonderful, wonderful songs. She sang, I remember, by Mir Bistu Shane, she sang that one. And the heck with the whole thing here. This is going nowhere with that. I thought I was really winning on that one. Anyway, she won a Tony in 1962 for Carnival. Do you remember she used to do her own salad dressing commercial? She had her own salad dressing.
Oh, Good Seasons.
And did the commercial. Good, is that the name of it?
Good Seasons, yeah.
Good Seasons. Anna Maria Alberghetti. Okay. Now, let's see. Let's start with, we'll start with you, Jack. How old is Anna Maria Alberghetti on this day, May 15th?
56.
Hey, Tony.
She's 57, and I'll be getting out of here.
Very good. That's very cute. Very cute. Rosemary.
Thanks, Jack.
Rosemary? Whoever's
nice.
Breathing, would you stop?
Nice.
Stop
yeah,
breathing just for a second.
That.
Say that again, Rosemary.
56.
No, 56. Do I? Listen in the background.
I'm sorry, 66?
Yes.
Don't forget the flush.
It's 66. Okay, Jim, what do you say?
I was going to go with 56.
Yeah? Are you going to go
but
with 56?
I can't pick 56 because somebody else took it?
No, 56 is okay.
All right, I'll take 56.
Good. Richard, what do you think?
Well, let me see. I remember Arthur Godfrey when I was a kid. I remember the McGuire sisters being on here. So Arthur was 70 years old.
70? I'm sorry, what did you say, 70? Who the hell's making all those stupid noises?
Not me.
Is that you, Jim? Jim, do you have some kind of a mental problem or what?
No, I just went upstairs to the bathroom, to be honest with you.
What did you do? Put the phone right near the toilet? What a gross human being you are. Oh, be quiet, Jim. We had enough.
I said a portable phone.
Okay. Okay, nice work, Jim. Richard, what did you say? 70. Okay. And Connie?
63.
Okay. Isn't that peacefully quiet? Do you know why it's so peacefully quiet?
Took the phone away from his face.
We just clipped him off the air. Should have done that about four guesses ago. Okay. Anna Maria Alberghetti actually is 57, which is what Tony said.
No kidding.
So he gets four.
Wow.
And Jack Hart gets two. And Jim didn't do badly. He said 56. He was very close, but no cigar. Not close enough to stay with us. Anyway,
Not close enough to stay with us. Okay. Jim's no longer with us.
No, he's no longer with us. He's joined with Tennessee Ernie Ford. Eddie Arnold, the Tennessee Plowboy.
Tennessee Ernie Ford and Boxcar Willie.
Tennessee Ernie Plowboy.
Okay, listen, I want to thank all of you. Connie, thank you very much for playing the game with us.
Can I say hello to one person?
Okay.
As long as it's not Mickey.
It is Mickey.
Okay.
My dear friend on Mill Pond.
Where's Mill Pond?
Middleton.
You know somebody in Middleton?
Yes, I do, dear.
Mickey?
Yes. And yeah. I know where you live, too.
Oh, geez, I'm in trouble.
Well, I'm not going to bother you.
You know, I used to love that song, Down by the Old Mill Pond.
Down by the old... Well, he lives on the right side. He's not on the left side of the lane.
Someone hung up.
Was that, who was
someone
that?
Hung up?
Richard?
Yeah, was that
you?
I'm still here.
You said, Rosemary. Rosemary, you there? All right, so Rosemary.
Hi, Mickey.
And
I love you.
Anyway, Connie, thank you very much for playing the game with us.
Thank you, Norm.
Okay.
Who was Mickey?
I don't know, but she said she was married. Isn't that her husband with her?
Someone was walking in the door.
And she loves Mickey, and she said, told her husband she's talking to Mickey.
Maybe that was Jim walking in the door.
Might be. I don't know. Hey, Richard.
Yo.
Thank you very much for playing the game with us.
Thank you.
Take care now. And Jack?
Yes?
I think I'll get rid of you, too. Okay, that's nice. That's really quiet. Now, Tony, want to hang up on me? Good. Okay, the time is coming up to 15 minutes before 4. That was the most peculiar. We've had some strange dumb birthday games or dumb birthday games, but that was... I think the Gold Bond commercial will be a relief now.
Todd Adams of Haverhill, Massachusetts is telling us about his skin problems.
I come in from mowing the lawn and my left foot was killing me. I was just itching between the toes. Burning and itching together. You want anything to touch it.
But Todd Adams got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
You'd take a shower, and after shower, then I would apply Gold Bond Medicated Powder in between the toes. And just absolutely terrific. Cools, and you put your socks on, your shoes on, your feet are comfortable, and you don't have any more problems.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
It stops the pain instantly. Gold Bond powder. That's the difference between a good day and a bad day. Without it, it's a bad day.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS stores.
Okay, we'll take some phone calls in just a minute. Let me check the extended WBZ AccuWeather forecast from Paul Pastelock. It calls for clear to partly cloudy the rest of the night and cool. Right now it's 44 degrees here outside our WBZ studios. And on Saturday during the day, clouds with some sunshine, highs 70 to 75, cooler near the coast. At night, mostly cloudy with a shower or a thunderstorm, lows 52. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, high temperatures 65 to 70. And Monday, a mixture of clouds and sun with high temperatures about 65 degrees. It's, again, about 44 degrees here outside our WBZ studios. Our phone number is 254-1030, our area code 617, and love very much to talk to you.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Minton. I'm all set. And how about you to go to the national parks? We had a great time there last summer, and we sold out very, very quickly, and it's happening again, and I mean it. On July 9th, we'll be flying to Salt Lake City. First day out to Yellowstone, we'll go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where you'll be treated to a great chuck wagon ride and dinner, and a show afterwards, too. Bryce Canyon, and then to the Grand Canyon, the majesty of the Grand Canyon at the North Rim. And then finally, Zion National Park, where we'll go wading, just like last year. I insisted on it, that's why. Las Vegas, and it's all for $1,349. Takes care of your airfare, transfers, hoteling, full breakfast every morning, the welcome dinner and cocktail party, that chuck wagon ride, the dinner and show, and we'll have a picnic lunch at Bear Lake State Park and lots more. Interested in going to see the beautiful national parks on July 9th? Then call Caitlin Travel at 862-6229. $1,349, double occupancy. We'll have a great time. 862-6229.
The Smaller Business Association of New England and WBZ present a seminar for owners and managers of small businesses May 20th and 21st at the Burlington Marriott. A Focus on the Future brings together experts on everything from managing fringe benefits or building a customer-driven company to creating employee incentives. Call 617-890-9070. A Focus on the Future, May 20th and 21st at the Burlington Marriott. from the Smaller Business Association of New England and WBZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, we'll take some calls. 254-1030, our area code is 617, and we'll discuss anything you want to discuss. Just keep it light. Well, you know that anyway, don't you? Okay. Hey, it's my friend Raj in, over there at MIT in Cambridge. How you doing, Raj?
Pretty good, Norm. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty fair.
Hey, Norm, I have a question for you. Can you please hurry it up, because I'm really eager to hear Country Time this week, and I just, I mean, why don't you cut the program short and throw on the tape?
Well, I'm sorry. Say, you said something, and I couldn't make out what you just said.
Well, I was going to say that if you could cut the program short today and hurry it up. Hurry it up, because I'm really eager to hear Country Time.
Oh, I see. Countryside with Warren Shepherd. Yeah. I am excited, too. Now, Countryside will be on in less than an hour, so that's kind of exciting. It's about 11 before 4 right now.
Yeah.
And that'll be on at, what time do we put that on? 4:35.
Right.
So about 50 minutes. Can you hold on till then?
Because
Warren Shepherd right now, see what he's doing right now. He's going into the barn. He's gathering facts and stuff, and all stuff for his Countryside show.
Sheep right now, right?
He may be out there with the sheep. Yeah, he may be doing all kinds of wondrous things with the sheep.
Nah, too bad I didn't get on the Denver team. Otherwise, I could have used that somewhere.
You could have used that. Well, you used that anyway.
I know.
And we really need it now, even more than then, because we had this swell dumb birthday game with Jim flushing his toilet while he was on the air. I never had such a weird session as this one.
Is that against like FCC rules or anything?
No, I don't know. We'll find out, I suppose. It's kind of funny the things you get away with. At one station I worked at one time, there was this engineer who the announcer would always say, you know, they used to say, at the sound of the tone, the time will be like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or whatever. And the announcer said the time at the tone will be 10. And then they would have a whistle, kind of like a, that would be the tone. This time he said the time at the tone will be whatever the time was. And this engineer put on the sound of a toilet flushing as the sound. And the management of that station wasn't WBZ, but got so angry they suspended him, I think, without pay for about 3 weeks. And it's kind of funny, because now you hear it all the time.
Right. I mean, everywhere you go, you hear toilet flushing.
I think the whole business of broadcasting is becoming even more tasteless as the years have gone by, as standards have been lowered more and more. I'm afraid to think of what this whole business is going to be like in about 10 years. You watch those talk shows on television, and I'm embarrassed watching them. I can't imagine couples getting on there and revealing their whole sex life.
Well, not only that, it's just that, I mean, I knew that there are, you know, plenty of odd people out there. I mean, that's fine. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, so there's bound to be plenty of odd people out there. But how does all of them so densely end up on these programs?
I don't know. Of course, usually they make a pitch on the program. Sally, Jesse, Raphael or something will say, if you're not sure about your husband and he's fooling around with your wife's best girlfriend's daughter's cousin and their porpoise, would you call this number or write to us or something? And and I guess people are willing, as long as they get on television, they're willing to talk about anything. And they're there talking about how they got their best friend's girl impregnated, and I can't believe it. And I can't believe that has any value to anybody except, you know, getting titillated by what you're watching.
Well, some people listen then, or people, you know, watch or listen, and so long as they do, the stuff will be kept putting out.
Right, and each time it gets a little racier, too, because you got to compete with 9 other shows doing the same thing, so you got to stand out from the crowd and get a little rougher than they're getting. Anyway, go right ahead.
No, I was going to say, remember a few weeks ago I called you, I told you about my friend?
Yes.
And the friend and then that girl that he was interested in?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's getting really complicated now.
Oh, what's happening?
Well, now, you know, he's been spending a lot of time studying with this girl's roommate.
Oh, and this roommate obviously is another girl.
Right.
And he's getting to like this girl more than the original girl?
I don't know. We didn't ask him that, but it's just getting complicated because you know how it is. I mean, you know, you spend time with the roommate and da 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 da.
Yeah, well, how close was he with the other girl.
Not really that close.
Yeah, so actually, it's not his girlfriend's roommate. It's just another girl who's rooming with a girl he was sort of seeing.
You know, Norm, the problem is telling it to the girl. That's how simple it is, right? I mean, if it was ever that simple, then they would make you king and, you know...
I suppose so, except it doesn't sound like he was getting that serious with the first girl. But do you think you think it would still be hard for her to accept this?
Yeah, I still think so, because, I think it's all kind of like, you know, the sensitivity. I told you that, you know, they were going to, he was going to meet her parents and whatnot, remember?
So it was getting kind of serious then.
Well, kind of serious and then kind of not so, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it's all love and, you know, love is so complicated. Love and taxes is always complicated, you know.
Oh, yeah. Now, how come he was going to meet her, folks? Whose idea was that?
Hers.
Oh, so she was getting kind of serious then.
Right.
I get it. I see.
Right.
Oh. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, how much does he like his girlfriend? Not his girlfriend, but this girl.
I don't know. We haven't been able to nail down it, because every time we mention it, he starts chasing us and gets abusive at us because we bothered him too much about it.
Oh, I see. Because he doesn't want to talk about it.
No. Yeah. But it's because we tease him a lot about it. Generally give him a hard time about it. So, but hey, you know, that's what sweet pants are for.
That's right.
So, but you know, anytime you want to give any more advice, you know, we'd be glad to hear it. You know.
Well, I give the kind of advice that is just so darn nice that it probably ruins everybody's life that is connected with my advice. But
just as long as I don't call you, right?
Okay. Now keep me in touch with this fellow, and things are going okay with you?
Oh, I'm in the middle of finals right now, but
that's right. Now, when do you get out of school?
We finish up on Wednesday.
Oh, next Wednesday?
Yeah, my commencement is on the 28th here.
You have a great commencement speaker?
Oh, it's pretty good. The president of Mexico.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, that's... And you're graduating this year?
No.
Oh, you're not graduating this year. So what happens now? After next Wednesday, you go back home?
No, I'm going to work here over the summer.
Oh, okay. So, okay, well, that's good. So you'll be around.
Yeah, and maybe I'll play the Dumbo birthday game in the summer.
Oh, that would be good.
Hey, you know, you should have like guest host, Norm. That's a good. There's an idea for you.
Guest hosted dumb birthday game.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. Just kind of bring them in, like Steve Allen maybe one night, Jay Leno another night.
Sure, Bob Hope maybe.
Bob Hope as Michelle Pfeiffer maybe a night.
By the way, did you see the? Oh my God! You know that friend? He just walked in. And he saw me talking to you, so he ran out of the room.
You're going to ask about the Bob Hope special?
Yeah, did you see that special?
I saw bits of it. It was... How long did that go? Did that run for days?
I think they started sometime last year. And he's aged another 2 years since they started taping it, actually.
Yeah, he's a remarkable man, but he's... You kind of had the feeling maybe he should have quit a few years ago. But tonight, of course, I saw Walter Cronkite paying tribute to him.
Right.
And the entire military force was called in from overseas and from their various camps. And 19 million strong paid tribute to him, marching around and stuff.
That's right. It seemed like the entire military was on that stage.
I know it. Our entire defense forces were there. Probably would have been more, except we've cut a little bit. No, I didn't see too much. I saw just some filmed excerpts of some of his topical humor from years past when he's poking fun at presidents and stuff.
But, you know, the one thing that they do is I was watching Today this morning, and, on NBC, the morning program.
Yeah.
And they just completely beat it into the ground when they had these kinds of specials, because on Today they were showing the making of the Bob Hope special.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And they had a good 10-minute segment on that, and... I mean, then you have the 3 hours in the program itself. I mean,
was the program 3 hours?
Yeah, it was 3-4 hours.
Wow.
8 to 11. I mean, Friday nights aren't exactly prime time, really, but I mean, still.
Oh, well, 3 hours on a major network is, it's really something.
Yeah, it's a heck of a lot.
Now, what did you think? Did you watch much of it?
Oh, I watched it for about an hour. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, I mean, I don't know, Bob Hope must have gotten kind of a little bit sick of it too. The next thing you know, they're gonna praise him for curing cancer and fixing poverty or something.
Now, I know, you know, the thing is that a lot of his skits, and this goes back to his radio days too, the skits that he's done have really been horrible. I remember listening as a kid to the radio show and thinking, boy, there's something about the skits are written with such the formula is so transparent that it's just not funny. I loved his monologues because they were always kind of politically oriented. They were kind of fun, and at that time, not too many people did political humor, so I liked that. And my wife, who was a newspaper reporter, had met Bob Hope a couple of times. When he came to Boston, he would stop at Felicia's restaurant. He loved that in the North End. I guess, you know, whenever he comes here, I guess he goes there. And she talked with him, and she said he was a real class act, one of the nicest people in the entire world, very unassuming.
Right.
And for a guy who's received the kind of accolades he has through the years, apparently he's a very decent guy. So I hate to say that a lot of what he does is not terribly funny, and he should have retired some time ago. But I can understand people praising him because he has done a lot for the troops overseas and all that kind of stuff, and just has survived for so long. I think that's remarkable in itself. So that's my speech. Wasn't that boring?
It was lovely. I mean, I'm waiting for the transcript to come out so I can, you know, rush out and buy a copy.
You can just write to the Library of Congress, and you've got it.
Okay. Hey, Norm, I want you to spend out special greetings to my friend, Rohit, who's, you know, caught in this odd situation, and I'll talk to you next week sometime.
Okay, take care of yourself, Raj. Good luck on the finals.
Okay, thanks a lot, Norm.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's Raj, my student at MIT. It's a minute before 4 o'clock. Why doesn't time fly when you're whipping it up like this? We will be around just for about another 35 minutes or so until Warren Shepherd takes over with Countryside. And I'd love to talk to you in the next half hour. We'll take some calls after the news at, you know the number, say it with me now, 254-1030. Very good. Area code is the very lovely 617. My name is Norm Nathan. Norm Nathan. You remember me. We went to school together way back. Tony Nesbitt, our producer.
The news of the day throughout the day. WBZ Midday News. For up-to-the-minute news and information, listen to News Radio 1030, WBZ, Boston.
Well, that clearly lived up to the note on the cassette. Definitely funny and definitely strange. How about the price of the National Park trip with Dave Maynard? Before closing the vault and riding the radio waves home, let me put some Gold Bond powder between my toes. Ah, feels just so darn nice. For Raj from MIT, Anthony Silva, Dave Maynard, and your host, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.